I was born in a village. My village was surrounded with greenery, rivers. So I was a bond seeker. So I used to go out of my village in the green land, in gardens, among trees, among birds. So outside my village there was a river. In this river there was a bridge, BRIDGE. So I used to sit over that bridge every day, almost every day, in the morning and the evening. I was alone. So I used to observe the nature, sun and trees and birds, river, agricultural field, all these things. And almost every day and night, evening, in the morning or also in the evening. So this was my contemplation period. So first thing that I discovered, I am a different creature. This was my first discovery. Different from stars, different from sun, different from river, different from bird. So this was the first discovery. Then I wanted to know why I'm different, for what? Although there are so many creatures in this world, but I am different in every aspect. I have desires, I have capacity of thinking, and all these things. So why am I different? This difference for me was a clue that there is a creator who has intentionally created me as a different person. Difference means many different planning. If all things were similar, then there is a different story. But if there are billion and trillion atoms, and there is one thing quite different. So this difference compelled me to believe that I was created in a different way, for different purpose. Then I discovered that if there is difference, there is a creator. There is a planning, there is a design. Then the third I discovered that there is a creator who intentionally created me as a different person. Intentionally created me, for example, I think, but all those rivers and birds and trees, thinking capacity. I was a thinking creature. So when there is difference, there is different planning, different design. There must be designer, there must be planner. From this I discovered a clue that led me to realize that there is a creator. There is a creator. Here began my story. Then there was a breakthrough. After some years of wandering, I became a wanderer. After some years of wandering, there was a breakthrough. I was in Azamgarh, that is my city, in an open place. At that time, there was a tree which we call papita, ka kehte hain?
Papaya.
So I was standing at that place, and here was papaya's stem, tree, and I was standing. So you know, papaya's tree has a very unique phenomenon. There are so many flowers in papaya, or every time they are falling down. So I was weeping, constantly weeping, on papaya's flowers were falling down like my tears, So suddenly I spoke a very strange language. In Urdu, I said in Urdu that Khudawan tu kab aayega, main kab tak tere aane ka intezar karu. Khudawan means God. It is biblical term. Khudawan tu kab aayega, main kab tak tere intezar karu. Oh God, kya tarjuma karu bhai?
He's praying to God at that time that God, when will you come?
کب تک میں تیرا انتظار کروں؟ ہاؤ لانگ آئی ول ویٹ یو؟ آئی واز ویپنگ اینڈ آئی واز ریپیٹنگ دس سینٹینس. دین آفٹر سم ٹائم دیر واز لائٹ ان مائی مائنڈ. دس لائٹ گیو می کنوکشن دیٹ یس دیر از اے گاڈ اینڈ گاڈ از ready to respond to you. God is ready to respond to you. That light told me. So from here it started my second or third phase of journey. Then I studied several books, so many books. Any philosophy, science, psychology, religion, so many books. Then, although I was born in a Muslim family, but I was, by birth I was Muslim, but by conviction I was not. But from this night, when my mind was ignited with his light, then it started the process of conviction. Conviction did not come suddenly, but gradually. And through experience, I discovered that God is responding. And I'm calling him and I'm receiving his response. This was the process. Perhaps it was third or fourth phase of my journey. For example, I will tell you very strange story. It was 1942, perhaps. 42. I'm a young person, immature person, knowing nothing about the world, about the situation, nothing. So, I was not able to adjust with my surrounding. So, I went to Himalaya, to Ganga, here and there. And then I went to Lahore. It is before partition. There was a train from Shahganj to Lahore at that time. Shahganj was nearest station for me. So I boarded that train in Sagar, and perhaps of traveling after more than 12 hours, I reached to Rahori station. At that time, I was like a mad person, mad. Because in Lahore, there was no one. I was alone. That single person knows me. I was standing on this station, railway station, and there was railway engine in chanting. So I wanted to jump and suicide. But suddenly, someone, although physically he was not there, physically there was no person, but psychologically or any appears someone who caught me from my bike. Although there was no physical person, but psychologically there was there. Then I went out the railway station, and there was a man. His name was Mr. Qureshi. Full name I don't remember, but his name is Qureshi. And he said that, come with me. Although he was quite a stage for me. And he kept me with the guard leg, a room, that's it, just a room guard.
He took Maulana to his one-room house.
Without bath, without kitchen. So I stayed over there 15 days with him. He was a poor man. He was not able to give me any money. I was moneyless person at that time. So he took me in the house. There was a Hindu, Leela Raman's son. There was a big tailoring shop at the first story, not a ground story, first story, B. Leela Raman's son. So he, that anyway, you should leave
him. I took Maulana there.
So that person, B. Leela Raman, perhaps very wise person. So after seeing me, he said that this boy is in Shikata ki kisi achhe family ka aadmi hai aur ye baat karaya, perhaps he belongs to very noble family. And at that time I was penniless. So Bil Iraram said to Mr. Qureshi that I give you money and send him to his hometown. In Lahore, there is no place for him. So then I returned back by the ticket given me to by Bil Iraram. So this person, Mr. Qureshi, was himself a poor person. He cannot for my return journey. My return journey was arranged by B. Leela Raman. So this was very strange experience for me. I realized there is someone who is watching me. And according to his planning, he don't want me to destroy. He wants me to utilize. So this was the first experience that make me believe that there is a God, there is a Creator, there is a Lord. Then there were some events, and after that I started my mission. It is 1950. At that time was quite immature. But in real sense, I started my mission in Delhi in 1976. before 1976 there were some events, but that was a preliminary period. I started my mission in real sense in 1976, and at that time I started a periodical in Urdu. That was Ar-Risala. Ar-Risala means the message. The message. But this was very, very discouraging plan for me. Everyone was saying that, what are you doing? Your periodical will fail. It's doomed to failure. So, all, including my family, everyone was against this initiative. So then, one day, I made dua. Oh God, for what you treated me? I am not interested in business, in job, in money. I am interested in some mission. By nature, I am a mission. But I have no resource. I am a resourceless person. So why you created me? And you created me as a man of vision. I have no interest in anything, in fame, in money, in house, in job, in business. Even today, I have no interest. My only interest was to do something as a mission in the way of truth. But when I wanted to start my mission, then everyone was against me. They said that it costs a lot of money. You are a moneyless person. At that time, literally I was penniless, homeless, friendless. In 1976. Then, in the night, I saw a dream that there is a, either it was goat or cow. Either it was a cow or goat. So I wanted to,
to take out milk.
And there were some people who said, who ridiculed me, because it was a dry cow. So they ridiculed me. But I,
but Maulana did not see, so you wanted to take out milk from that cow. He wanted to take out milk from that cow, which was dry.
Yeah.
But people were ridiculing him because it was a dry cow. But he did not listen to them. He went there and he started taking out milk from
the cow. So, what उसका थन को पता नहीं क्या कहेंगे, थन कहते एक बाल्टी थी, एक बार टब, वो दूध निकलने लगा और इतना निकल रहा था कि वो भर के दूध बहने लगा.
And in the dream he saw that he was able to take out so much milk from that dry cow that the bucket was full and started overflowing.
This gave me a conviction. Although the situation was very bad, literally, I was moneyless, homeless, friendless, but this dream gave me conviction that God is with me, that there is a God and He is with me. And now I can say that it was a true dream. I started with zero. Now my mission is international mission. The whole world is my span, and there are so many people, many people who know me, who value me, who are with me. This is my story in short. Then there are so many experiences. So now I can say that I am convinced that there is a creator. He created me intentionally and created me for a purpose. Also, he is with me. He provides his help. And by his help, I am running this mission. Although even today, I have nothing. But there are so many people with me. Even this girl, she is my granddaughter.
Dada, wo puchhe hai ki agar aap ब्रीफ में बता सकते हैं कि हमारा मिशन क्या है.
माय मिशन स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम डिस्कवरिंग द ट्रूथ. दिस इज द फर्स्ट क्वेश्चन. व्हाट इज ट्रूथ? एंड ट्रूथ मीन्स टू एक्सप्लेन हाउ आई केम इनटू एग्जिस्टेंस. आई एम नॉट क्रिएटर ऑफ माई सेल्फ. आई कैन नॉट क्रिएट अ नेल here. So, who created me? This is the beginning. Who created me? How I came to this existence? So, my journey started from this point. When I have not created myself, then who has created me? It is very clear that I am not, I have never created myself. I cannot create a hair, a nail. Then who is the creator? At that time, I was not studying science, but there are simple questions. Now, after studying science, my questions became very complex. But at that time also, there was question. You see, in my hand there are 10 fingers, 5 years. Also in my leg there are 10 fingers. But that fingers are short, it is long. If the situation were reversed, if the finger of my leg were long, the finger of my hand were short, then I was a very ugly person. Yes, very, very problem. Then, if my eyes were here, and my ear was here, so it is a very strange thing. My head was here, and my leg was here. Everything was possible. After the study, I found that because of DNA, everything is possible. At that time, I was unaware of DNA. But now, after studying, I found that exactly it was the right question. Because of DNA, everything is possible. So, who created me in such a way? It is a beautiful creation. My creation, my being creation of a man, was very, very beautiful, very, very well designed, very, very well planned. So who created me? At that time, these questions were crude questions, crude. But now these questions are scientific questions. So this process of thinking culminated to this point that I became a believer of God. This is the beginning. Then I wanted to know if there is a God or creator. So, whether there is some guidance, any literal guidance, only spiritual guidance, that comes within. But spiritual guidance is doubtful, there are doubts. But I wanted to know whether there is literal guidance. I can believe without doubt. In inspiration, I can doubt whether it is right or wrong. In real or unreal. So I wanted, if there is God, whether there is literal guidance from God, Then I discovered that, yes, that is Quran. Quran is a literal guidance. From within, there is inspirational guidance. But Quran is literal guidance. Quran means every divine book is guidance. But Quran is preserved. Other books are not preserved. This is the only difference. Only difference that Quran is preserved. Prophet Muhammad gave this book, and from that time up to this date, there was no alteration of any comma or full stop. Present book is the same book. So my first discovery was that there is a God. Second discovery is there is a literal guidance, that is Quran. By Quran I mean preserved book. Otherwise, Bible and other religious books are also guidance, but they are not preserved. So, they are not authentic. Then, I discovered that what is the purpose of my life? After studying Quran, I discovered the purpose. That purpose was that the Creator created this world as a dual world. Dual, I mean, this earth and also this another world, and that is hereafter. So, this world is imperfect. Here everything is perfect. And in the second world, everything is perfect, ideal, and eternal. So, according to the Quran, our duty is to prepare ourselves, to prepare ourselves, to break our personality, so that we may find entry into that paradise. For eternal blessing. Here we die after some years, 70 years, 80 years. But I wanted to live forever. Why only 7 years? So how I can live forever? It requires a new earth, other than this, that is eternal, that is perfect, that is ideal. So, after studying the Quran, I discovered that there is another world. And here I am only for preparation. Zalika jazao mantazakka. It means that paradise is for those who have prepared themselves. Paradise is for those who have prepared themselves, a competent person, to find entry to paradise.
How do you prepare?
How do we prepare ourselves to enter paradise?
It's a real question. Then I discovered that we are living here in a world where the jingle of thought, every time there are negative experience, their hate, their war, their problem, their corruption, so many things. We are bound to live in this jungle. So we have to save ourselves from being victim of negative thinking. We have to save ourselves from negative thinking. And we have to prepare ourselves as a positive personality. So every day there were so many unwanted things. Every day. That creates hate. For example, all the Muslims hate Israel. But I have no hate in my mind about Israel. No hate at all. People hate America because America, they complain that why America helps Israel. I do complain against America. Then I discovered a very strangely, the whole Muslim world is unaware that all the Muslims hate Western world, Western civilization, Western nations, all the Muslims. Even those Muslims who are living in the West, they are hate Western nations. Then I discovered that this hate is baseless, because God Almighty selected Western nations for developing modern civilization. The technology was hidden in nature. You know, before civilization, man was living in traditional things like horse. His vehicle was horse. That was natural vehicle. But there was a technology. By developing that technology, we can make car and aeroplane and so many things. So God Almighty created this world with hidden technology. And Western nations were the first in the history who discovered this technology. And Chaitanya Bhai, technology se sare item banaye.
He discovered technology and he made all products out of it.
The whole civilization. So, this was my discovery. After this discovery, I love Western people. I think that they are benefactor for me. They are benefactor. They gave me a communication. Before this, there was no communication. So, I think that Western people are benefactor. By this way, I prepare my personality. We are living in a world, every time there are negative experiences, but we have to convert it into positivity. It is our duty to convert the negative to positivity. By this way, we can prepare a personality that may find entry to paradise.
दादा वो कह रहे हैं कि जो आप कन्वर्जन की बात कर रहे हैं नेगेटिव को पॉजिटिव में कन्वर्ट करने का, तो वो कह रहे हैं कि ये सिर्फ एक इंटेलेक्चुअल या थिंकिंग प्रोसेस है या इसके लिए कोई प्रेयर्स भी होते हैं?
नो प्रेयर, इंटेलेक्चुअल प्रोसेस. यू नो, गॉड ऑलमाइटी क्रिएटेड दिस वर्ल्ड एज ए टेस्टिंग ग्राउंड. दैट वर्ल्ड इन विच देयर इज पैराडाइज, that is rewarding place, rewarding place. This is testing place. So, this is our test, that God Almighty has given freedom to everyone. Freedom. It is freedom or misuse of freedom that creates problem. It is misuse of freedom that is creating problem, all that problem. So, this is due to test. We have to accept that everyone has freedom, and when he is free, he is also free to misuse his freedom. But we have to avoid, we have to convert negative thought into positive thought. This is the way of preparing for salt.
And you have said other, because there are many Muslims in the world, do they know about these things? I don't know if they do. To take these negativities and convert them into positive things and so on.
Dada, वो पूछ रहे हैं कि दुनिया में बहुत सारे मुसलमान हैं, तो क्या बाकी मुसलमान जानते हैं इस कॉन्सेप्ट को कि कन्वर्ट करना है negative?
No, not at all. It is by discovery. Other Muslims are living the traditional culture. They are not Muslim in true sense of the word. No. For example, they are killing persons, and there is a verse in the Quran, if you kill a person, you have killed the whole mankind. Whole mankind. So, these Muslims are living in culture, not in Islam. They have developed some traditions, and they think that this tradition is their identity. But they are unaware the true sense of Islam, and the true meaning of Islam, true meaning of Prophet, true meaning of the divine guidance. I spent my whole life for this discovery. Then I discovered this fact. And I published here about 200 books. And now there are so many people, thousands and thousands. who have discovered this fact through by books.
Not easy, not very easy, this task. Of, let's say,
easiest, it's the easiest.
In the sense of people to understand these things, that actually we are on the testing ground, you have to prepare yourself to transform all the things, because life is very complicated, not very easy.
दादा ये कह रहे हैं कि इस बात को समझना कि दुनिया में हम टेस्ट के लिए हैं और हमें सारी नेगेटिव चीजों को पॉजिटिव में कन्वर्ट करना है, इसको समझना इजी नहीं है.
आई थिंक दैट मोस्ट इजी इजीएस्ट बिकॉज इट्स अकॉर्डिंग टू नेचर. दिस इज अकॉर्डिंग टू माई नेचर एंड एनीथिंग दैट अकॉर्डिंग टू माई नेचर दैट इज इजी.
इट इज इजी फॉर पर्सन बट इज नॉट व्हाट आई वांट टू से द मिशन to make people realize this thing very hard.
Dada, wo keh rahe hain ki jo mission hai, jo mission aap kar rahe hain logon ko samjhane ka, wo mushkil mission hai.
Every mission is difficult. Even America is superpower, but his mission has failed. Yesterday Obama said that our mission in Iraq has failed. So, every mission is difficult. Their mission in Vietnam failed. Yes. Their mission in Afghanistan failed. Their mission in Iraq failed. So mission is always difficult. Always difficult.
Now a little bit sensitive, one sensitive, just a remark. I have met one time a Turkish practitioner, and we are in France, and what struck me the most, I don't know if it's true or not. You have to clarify this for me. He was very eager to, not to convert me, but he was very eager to, this is the right way. This is the, he was talking about Islam. And this is, and very, not violent, but very, yes, and that was the most striking. I met many, many, many people from many, mostly Hinduism, but many, Hinduism is very diverse, Buddhist and Christians, but this guy, and I have met one or two guys like this, and very aggressive, and so not aggressive in the sense of...
What was he?
Turkish, yes.
Turkish Muslim.
You have to clarify this aspect. Why this attitude? Well, maybe it's his person, I don't know.
Yeah. So, Dada, he is saying, he is Turkish Muslim, so he is saying that he was very aggressive, and he wanted to convert in Islam. Mein. और उनसे इनको कह रहा था कि यही सही रास्ता है. तो कह रहे कि इतने अग्रेसिव क्यों था वो, मैं ऐसे इतने अग्रेसिव इंसान से कभी नहीं मिला, वो क्यों इतना अग्रेसिवली उसको कन्वर्ट करना चाहता.
आई डोंट बिलीव इन रिलीजियस कन्वर्जन. आई डोंट बिलीव इन रिलीजियस कन्वर्जन. रिलीजन इज वन्स ओन चॉइस. दिस इज अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ कन्वर्जन. That is absurd. Even the word conversion is absurd. If religion is expression of truth, that is one's own choice. It is their own choice. It must come from heart and not by the way of conversion. So in my mission there is no conversion. I never talk about conversion. I think that the term conversion is ridiculous. Ridiculous.
You have your life now. Yeah. And how does he feel now in his heart? Because very soon, very death comes. And how does he feel in his heart? How does he know to see in my heart?
So, Dada, ye keh rahe ki aap bahut old ho gaye hain, buddhe ho gaye hain. और आपने इतनी लंबी जिंदगी बिता दी है और अब डेथ भी आ सकती है बहुत जल्दी. तो ये पूछना चाह रहे हैं कि अब आपको अपने दिल में कैसा लगता है, वो जानना चाह रहे हैं, ताकि वो अपने दिल से आप जो आपके दिल के अंदर है वो कंपेयर कर पाए.
आई एम वेरी ईगर टू सी द फेस माय क्रिएटर डायरेक्टली. For me, death is that day when I will be able to see the face of my Creator directly. For me, it is an extraordinary experience. Every day I think it is real. Every day.
So no regrets in your heart?
No.
So you feel complete?
Yes. He is my greatest passion, to see the face of my Creator. It is my greatest creation and greatest passion, to see the face of my Creator. Today I have seen it as unseen entity. I believe in God, but I have never saw God directly. And Moses wanted to see God. You should know. He wanted to see God. So God Almighty said, "You cannot see me in this world. Please wait the other world." But Moses was the only prophet who was able to khuda se baat karna.
Aur koi baat nahi kar sakta. He was the only prophet who could talk to God, speak. You had the chance to speak to God.
Yes.
No other prophet spoke to God directly.
Yeah. Not even Jesus?
No. Only one, Moses. All dusre jitne prophet the, wo through angel unse baat ki. Through angel. That sirf Moses se baat ki.
All other prophets spoke to God through an angel.
So an intermediate.
Yes, through the angel Gabriel. And only Moses spoke directly.